Hey folks, Brad here for the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and it has been one hell of a week. This week we're going to be talking about the under-19 Team Canada guys and how they made out in France at the NXL Europe event that just went by. I'm going to whine a little bit about people not doing cool stuff in front of cameras when I'm trying to vlog. Tom asks what you, the viewer, think about the SP Shocker or the ETHA 2. I think he might actually be looking at buying one or the other. And finally, we end with an open request to know who you want on the show as our next guest. As always, we want to hear from you, so please reach out to us on social media at Maritime Paintball Podcast or by email, maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. Now, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, I'll try that again without swallowing my tongue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 301 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. Tonight, we're going to open the show properly with introductions and our sexy ad package. Sorry, I'm just like straight up reading up something that Tom wrote, so bear with me here. I'm going to talk about getting action footage for vlogs. Tom's going to ask a innocuous question. Is that how you read that?
Yep, innocuous.
About space guns, and we're going to update everybody on the under-19 team. Over in Chantilly, France, and plenty more. But before we do that, we got to do a quick word from our sponsors. DEFCONPaintballGear.com is one of Canada's premier online paintball retailers, offering everything from the most tactical of MAGFED gear to the most competitive speedball gear. Orders over $150 get free ground shipping. Some restrictions do apply, so please double-check the site. And when you use the code MARITIMES, you save 10% off almost everything on the site. So what are you waiting for? Check out DEFCONPaintballGear.com. PB Swag Bag is the awesome service that sends you awesome paintball gear every month. For $37.95, they ship you a blue bag packed with awesome paintball gear. Everything from paintball gun cases to headbands and t-shirts. Sometimes it's even custom and only available through them. Head over to pbswagbag.com and use the code MPP10 to score 10% off your first bag. And if you don't like it, cancel anytime. There's no commitment. pbswagbag.com. As one of New Brunswick's premier paintball fields, Moncton Paintball offers everything from a walk-on to private parties, special events. Featuring the town of Mag Hill, a fully equipped, playable urban paintball field, Mag Hill is packed. It's got cars, buses, trains, multiple buildings, some of them two stories, soon to be three. Moncton Paintball is a field you cannot afford to miss. Find out more information at monctonpaintball.com. Big or small, all beards deserve to be treated right, and Artful Dodger Beard Oil has everything you need to treat your beard with the respect it demands. Artful Dodger Beard Oil has a line of soaps, balms, and oils to keep your beard clean, soft, and smelling amazing. Artful Dodger Beard Oil's products are handcrafted in Fredericton using only the highest quality natural oils and zero preservatives. So head on over to ArtfulDodgerBeardOil.com and start treating you and your beard right. Tier 1 Armament, specializing on the tactical side of our sport, focusing exclusively on MAGFED paintball and airsoft, Tier 1 Armament can hook you up with anything from modern combat sports, Karmatech, Umarex, and more. From markers to soft goods, check out tier1armamentstore.com. And we're back. So ladies and gentlemen, my name is Brad Odell, and with me I have...
your king of paintball, Thomas Castle. Fuck it, my crown's coming out once and more. It's coming out tomorrow. It only shows up once in a while because you don't need to be good to be the king. You just need to be able to have the balls to walk around and tell people that are a fuck ton better than you at paintball that you're the king.
Hey, you know what?
And they take it in stride. They're good lads. They laugh about it because they're just like, oh, look at this stone bastard. And then they light me the fuck up.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's if there's one thing I learned being in management and leader roles is that you don't have to be the most skilled. You just have to be the one to make the decision, and the skilled individuals get it done for you. So that's how that works. Ira's out there paintball on paintball, setting up the NXL Chicago layout, enjoying a nice Friday. That sounds like fun. Michael Alexis, hello from the Bayou or the Bayou. Is that supposed to be Bayou?
That is definitely Bayou. My very pasty.
Bayou, as in like Southern United States Bayou.
Yeah.
That's cool as hell. I want to go there. It's super hot, and I don't think I'd survive, but I would love to go there. It sounds like a tough flight.
The food is legendary for a
reason, man. Right? I don't know, man. Yeah. I got an Irish stomach. I don't know if I could handle Bayou food.
Oh, yeah. You don't do spicy, do you?
No.
I'm going to say that's mighty unfortunate because I love spicy food.
I'll get there at some point. I'll try it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like I'll suffer through it. I'll just be like,
it's got to have flavor. None of that buffalo sauce bullshit. No. I don't want that shit. You don't want
Frank's Red Hot mixed with butter?
No, that's just, ew, gross. What the fuck? What would you have, the palate of a fucking 10-year-old?
Oh, it's buffalo sauce.
Ugh, God.
Buffalo sauce is literally just melted butter whisked with Frank's Hot Red Hot sauce. That's all it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, I think somebody in the world needs to get an enema with that, but I want to hear torture.
That's horrible. So folks, this week, what we're talking about, we're going to talk real quick, just, you know, we're going to talk about the results of the under-19, the under-19 teams. There's the crown. The crown makes an appearance.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's plastic, but it's mine, so fuck
whatever. It's fine. It's shiny. It's gold. No, it's all good, man. What's up, Charles? What's going on, buddy? We're going to be talking about the under-19 teams in France. We're going to talk about last Sunday because we had some good stories from last Sunday. Simple walk-on that turned out really well. We're going to talk about vlogging and vlogging at the paintball field. We're going to talk about fall street ball. We're going to talk about a CMC update. Excuse me. And Tom's got a question that we'll ask later on in the show. Maybe should we ask it now and then go back?
Let everybody answer me because I want to hear the people, our people. They will tell me if I'm right or wrong. Yeah. Baby Bear is loaning me his ETHA 2.
There we go.
For tomorrow for street ball, which I've shot it before. The thing is like fucking butter. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But Liz has offered to let me use her shocker, and I'm like, oh, that is a beautiful.
I was going to crack a terrible joke, but I don't want to link a terrible joke to Liz. Stop. She's that. Too wholesome.
She is too wholesome. She is amazing and adorable.
Yeah.
No filthy jokes about Liz because she'll beat you up.
Yeah. So we want to know people's opinions out there, what you think. Would you rather the Smart Parts shocker? Do you know what shocker it is?
Nope.
Okay. Let's assume it's an RXS. We're going to say it's an RXS shocker. Compared to the Planet Eclipse ETHA 2. Pros and cons, which one do you like more? Drop in the comments there. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show because I'm going to give my opinion as well. So I'd love to know what you guys think.
I'm curious. Just the difference. Again, the ETHA is a dope gun and she fires real, real pretty. Like, but tell me more. I like to learn. I like to know new things about the world that I'm so blatantly just kind of sitting around chirping my ass in. So
it's fine, man. You jumped in both feet first into this world of space guns, we'll get you educated. But first, let's talk about the boys out in France. So for those who don't know, NXL Europe just held an event in Chantilly, which I think isn't that a type of wine? Isn't that a region that like wine, Chantilly wine? Yeah. So we had a couple of boys here from the Maritimes made it onto the under-19 Team Canada. Also, for the record, only team from North America to go to the NXL Europe. No other teams from the United States team pulled out. I need to look into why. I meant to look into it, and then I was at work, and I just forgot. I'm going to guess Rona. I'm also going to guess public embarrassment.
I cannot speak to any authority on that.
Well, remember, I don't want to bring light to this situation, but basically there was a member of Team USA.
I didn't realize it was stupid. That team.
That was Team USA.
Oh.
And I don't know though. I don't know. I have to look into it. I'm guessing it's Rona. I wouldn't be surprised if Europe is just like, you can't come here.
No.
Right. Apparently the EU actually put the United States on the unsafe to fly list. Like, it's considered a place that you should not go, which is terrifying. So anyways, Team Canada, only team from North America to go. I mean, realistically, there's three countries in North America. You got Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Woo! So we, you know, 30% of North America showed up.
I would love to have seen the Mexican under-19 team and see what they could do. That would have been fucking awesome.
I've heard that Mexico has, like, some pretty legit paintballers.
I mean,
so I don't know for sure. I got to look into it, but I think they have some pretty legit paintballers. So for those that don't know, in the under-19 division, there was six teams. There was France, Canada, Belgium, Poland, Italy, and Germany. In the prelims, two teams get knocked out. So we go from 6 to 4. Ended up being Italy and Germany were knocked out in the prelims. So France finished the prelims with a score of 8 with 3 wins, Canada with 6 with 2 wins, Belgium 6-2 wins, and Poland with 6 points and 1 win. And then moving into the semifinals, it was Belgium versus Canada, France versus Poland. So Belgium ended up winning. Canada lost 1-2 against Belgium. And then France ended up winning against Poland 3-1. So Belgium and France duked it out for first and second place. Canada and Poland duked it out for third. And it was, I've lost the notes that I just made. Where did it go? There it is. So France took first place with 3-2 against Belgium. Score of 2 with 1 win. Poland, sorry, the score doesn't make any sense because it's the finals, but it was France beat Belgium 3-2. Poland beat Canada 3-2. So France first, Belgium second, Poland third place. Canada did not make it on the podium, but they kicked ass. They made it to the finals, which is huge. This is the first time I've heard of an under-19 team Canada, and I think it is the first time that there's an actual team Canada for that went to Europe. And you know, yes, winning would have been fantastic. It would have been awesome. But it's, you got to think, these boys were jet lagged, all sorts of fucked up, because what, Paris time is 5 hours ahead of us? So like, it's not like a professional team where they showed up 3-4 weeks ago, got adjusted to everything. These boys showed up like 2 days before the tournament, played for 2 days, 3 days, and then and they came in fourth. So still mad respect to those boys, to Team Canada. They represented Canada well.
They did. That's a killer experience for those young lads to be able to fly over there and get to represent us. And you know that it's good to know the Chirpy got to go cross continental. That's awesome. International chirping. I hope to hear some good stories from him there as soon as we can.
And we will have the guys from the under-19 team on the show next Friday. That's already in the books. I messaged them and I said, fellas, I call dibs.
I'm calling in my markers.
I'm calling in dibs. I'm probably going to reach out to Wasaga too and be like, yo, I called dibs.
I mean, we could invite them in too. I'd love to have some of them come and shoot the breeze with us.
Yeah. The only thing I'm worried about is behind the bunker. Their show's on Monday and they may end up just like strong arming in there. Charles, who are the other four? He wants to know who the other four are. I'm not sure what he means by the other four. I don't know. So yeah, anyways, it's going to be a good time. I'm super excited to talk to the under-19 team. I didn't really get to see any footage because the live stream was at like midnight our time, so I couldn't watch it. And as I was talking to Tom before we went on the air, with this new job of mine, I'm still adjusting to everything, that like the weeks are just flying by. It's just like I'm waking up and being like, oh shit, I have a show to do. So I am way behind on my research, and I kind of feel like I'm slacking because I kind of am, and I got to bring it back. So it'll happen.
At least you got someone to write your nice intros for you.
Yes, that I do. That I do. Tom sent me the intro and basically the show topics, which was a huge help. So yeah, under-19 in the books. I'm excited to see what happens next year. I'm excited to see where these guys go. I'm going to follow these guys' career. The next Greenspan, maybe. We'll see. I don't know if he has. I don't know if they have enough money behind them.
We can only hope.
We can hope and pray, and we can support them as best we can. So, yeah. So let's move on to next. Let's go. Last Sunday, you and I played together. That was first of all, the games ran pretty smoothly. We were at Moncton Paintball. We should probably say where we were.
Our lovely sponsors of our show and of my sorry ass having a place to go every Sunday. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. My wife does too.
Every other Sunday, give or take, depending on the situation. So we were there. It was a great day. There was what? 20 people, 25 people showed up. I mean, there was a lot of guys at the EPPL event. There was, you know, we were missing a couple of dudes over in Europe.
Yeah, but we still had I think it was 8 per team or 8 or 10 per team. So yeah, about 20 guys, yeah, 20 guys and gals showed up. We had parents, we had first timers, we had, you know, your typical walk on Sunday gang, and then the usual suspects showed up, and everybody played real well, everybody played nice, everybody had a lot of fun. You don't like objective based as much as I do. I get bored with TDM because I've got the attention span of a 6-year-old. But
what I don't like about Capture the Flag is that all anybody does is just wait for the last respawn and then just push.
That's what they do with Team Deathmatch too. No more respawns.
Maybe it's
then
not.
The game
maybe
starts.
It's not Capture the Flag. I don't like. Maybe it's this the whole like final respawn game style that I don't like, where everybody just sort of chills out until last respawn, and then one team just gets absolutely slaughtered. For those that don't know at home, I basically explain these games are what, 10, 15 minutes long, and every 2 or 3 minutes there's a... Or no, with Capture the Flag, it was every 2 minutes there was a respawn.
Yeah,
and
there's
until,
three respawns.
Until the 10-minute mark, until they're two-thirds of the way through or something like that, and then there's no more respawns. So, yeah, I think that's how it worked. Basically, everyone would just wait till the last respawn, and then everybody you hit and got out, you knew wasn't coming back. So people, I don't know.
I like that one shot, one kill, walk off the field style.
Mm.
Because I get it for the model of you got to get your renters to run through some paint. This is fun for everybody, but haha business.
Oh no,
they got to get the renters to shoot that paint, and this is a great way to do it. So listen to me being a fussy bitch about it, but at least they do the no more respawns, and yeah, fuck it. I'll go and you know what? I'll take an extra 5 minutes to load my gear up. I'll stroll out on the field because I'm fat and I just don't rush anywhere I go. And just don't panic.
You know what I think would fix the Capture the Flag for me is, right, let me think now. I'm thinking faster than
the words can get out. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. The flags start. You start the game starts off right, and then basically you end up with like a group of people hovering around their flag. And I get that's kind of how Capture the Flag works. I don't know. There's something about it I don't like. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's the respawn. I'm not sure. No fault of the fields or anything like that. It's just,
oh,
you know,
God,
like,
no, that's the nature of the game itself.
Yeah.
You can't maybe just have,
maybe if there was like, there was one flag in the center and you had to take that and run it back.
I love center flag.
Because then you wouldn't have both teams just sort of like hovering around their flag and not doing anything. So maybe if there was one flag and you had to fight over that flag and it encouraged people to run at each other, then you'd probably get a lot more paint shot too. So it would work better for the business.
We'll see if we can try that one out one weekend. Give it a go.
Yeah.
They are cool. That's one thing about Moncton Paintballs. They aren't afraid to try. Fuck it. Let's try a new game. That pilot down that we've been doing, I think, is a lot of fun. That's kind of like Central Bomb. It's a little bit different.
You know, it'd be good, and I would like, we got to try this out either the next time I'm up or if you can get them to try it. Do center flag, do single flag in the center, and you got to take it to your opponent's side. right? So then you, and then you got to fight. You really got to fight to get it up there. Andy says, great way to generate more paint sales, but if your intent was to make it more tactical, go back to the woods. Trying to think how to word this. The field's intent is never really to make it tactical. The field's intent is usually to get as much paint sold as possible. That's how they generate their income. Yeah. It's not... I don't think anything trying to do anything tactical. I mean, and honestly, at the same time, I don't think tactical is the right word. Why am I so foggy-headed today, Tom? What the hell is wrong with me?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So,
and again, I'm not shitting on. I'm not totally not shitting on the way they do it. It's just not my preferred style of play. But I love that objective.
Oomph. Yeah. No. I think if it was a center flag, I think I would enjoy it more. Jason Moore Miller is the only way we play at Hyper. It's easier for the ref to keep track of the flag as well. If there's only one flag going back and forth.
That's what I figured because, meant, because, but I wasn't like, sure.
Because, like, if you... Okay, so the way the current game always plays out is that there's one team always pushes the other team back to their spawn, and then they run and grab the flag. And, yes, going and grabbing the opponent's the flag, because you have to grab your opponent's flag. Grabbing your opponent's flag is a bit of a risk. But once you have it and you start running back, you only need to run back about 6 feet. And then the rest of your team shows up, and... you're now just running past your own teammates and you're no longer in danger. You could walk the flag back to the base half the time.
I've seen Boomhauer haul absolute ass as fast as he could because wait a minute. Remember last year me running like a damn fool screaming, shoot him when I had the center objective at CMC.
Yeah, but that's different. That's a 3 minute countdown. And those people are trying to kick your teeth in.
That's fair. They are trying to kick my teeth.
This is a team where half of them are renters. You know, where once that flag is gone and it's on the move, it's running through a group of like 10 guys. You know, if you had to push the flag through to your opponents, if you get past your opponents and put it somewhere, I think there'd be a lot more engagement back and forth between the teams. It might be just something different to try, just different idea.
Ooh, Ben.
Ooh. 10 flags. Whoever gets the most flags back to their base wins. Great game.
Fuck, I like that.
That sounds like a great game.
Fuck, I'm putting a pin in that one. I like that game. That's a cool idea. Flags are hidden by the ref. Okay. Our refs are evil bastards, and it would be so much fun to let them hide those fucking flags. Just let Corey piss off and go hide a flag someplace. It would be a riot.
I love the 10 idea. I'm not sure if I'm sold on the hidden part. I'd have to try it, but I do love the idea of 10 flags. Whatever team brings back the most wins. But I do love that idea. I'm just not.
Had to be more than half visible. Yeah. That's a good caveat to have because again,
I'd have to play it to try it out. But,
I like that idea. We might give that let me see if we can give that one a whirl next time you're down, Brad. I like the idea of that.
Yeah, and you know, it'd be super easy to do, too, because you can get the little surveyor's flags, it's like a little wire with an orange flag on it.
Yes.
They're tiny, they're light, you don't have to worry about them. If it gets lost or crushed or something, they're like a buck a piece, you know? Renters are fearless.
I can't like that one quick enough.
Right?
I love that.
Rentals are fearless. You know why? Because they don't know what to fear yet. It's like when a toddler runs into traffic because they don't understand the danger of running into traffic yet. There's no fear there. That's not, and it's not to be commended. It's just there's no fear.
I'm sorry. Fuck. There we go. That's what I needed for that. I needed that laugh. But like we were playing in that train, and they were not fearless that day coming into that train. Stood by the door. You tell it.
You got to tell this story. You got to tell the story because you were. You tell your story about it, well, and then I'll add my two things that I did. Well, one thing I did twice.
One of the games that we play at Moncton Paintball is Field Sweep. You put one team, spreads out throughout the field. You can't move more than 10 feet. from the spot you pick. And then the other team tries to sweep you. They respawn, you don't. So we're walk through the field, look around. Fuck it, we'll go hide in the train. We want to go record some vlogs, so let's just go out. Let's shoot a couple. We'll get popped early. We can get our gear set up, and we can go record. So we go and we stand. We go stand in the train, and we're listening, and we're listening, and we can hear them walk by, and we can hear them kind of out the door. And I watch a guy go by, and I go, oh no, that guy's got a lot of camo. And I'm going to be honest here because fuck it. I say, that guy's got a lot of, he's tactical. I'm not shooting that fucker in the back. Sure enough, next one comes by, and it was a mother that her kids and her husband were playing paintball. Tuck! Shoot her in the shoulder. She runs back, and you can hear them talking.
She screamed and went, where did that come from? And then she ran back.
there we go. See, I don't hear so well, so thank God Brad's there to freaking, he can hear through my goddamn big-ass mask. So then they go back, and they're talking. They're trying to figure out where the shot comes from. Brad and I are standing there giggling like a pair of fucking... hiding, and they come back, and she sticks her head through the door. I pull the trigger, and either the ball went past her head or nothing came out because she went, Jesus, she bounces out the door again. So we stand there, and we start having a conversation with them. Are you going to come in? We're not coming out. She's asking if we'll surrender. I say, no, you're going to have to come in and get me because I'm not fucking coming out. So then I start getting bored. Which is bad. If I'm in the field, I get bored. So I start singing and dancing.
What was the name of the song?
What was it? Knock Three Times?
Yeah.
On the window, if you want me. Twice on the Pipe. And at Twice on the Pipe, I go clack, clack, and put two shots right past her nose into the door frame. And I'm still just singing and dancing and just having a grand old time. Start singing My Way. They light the train up because everybody's a fucking critic.
Also, the fact that you used the train as an instrument, too, because you were just like, hold on, I'm going to get away from my microphone for this, but you were basically just like, knock three times, if you just like banging on the fucking wall of the train.
I really thought they would push, like all they had to do, if they have unlimited respawns, is just four rush in. I'm going to get one or two of them, but at least one of us is going to get shot.
Yeah.
And then they just do it again. But that's the thing that nobody does when you're field sweeping is everybody doesn't want to get shot up. So you need to, you got to sacrifice your pawn for your king. So Jesus, they didn't push at all. That's not twice all. Now we, that we've managed standoff. To take a position in the middle of the field and go, nah, we're not giving it up.
You know why though? Because we take the positions that everyone looks at and goes, there's no fucking way somebody's hiding in there.
That's so stupid. Why would they do that?
Why would you corner yourself? So while Tom's watching the door on our right, which is the main way in, there's a back door that I'm standing next to. It's just this swinging little man door, little thing, about 2.5 feet wide, just a wooden door. And it's got two holes drilled in it that you're supposed to just like put your finger through and so you can grip the door to pull it open. So the door has to, it swings out from our point of view, so it's in to their point of view. And I'm sitting there, we're being quiet, kind of. Tom's singing away and banging on the side of the train. But I can hear footsteps in the other train car. So I tapped on him. I was just like, Tom, somebody's coming. Now, I'm using my T-15 with the MCS box mag and my new half-pint tank, which I only had to fill I really only should have filled it every other game. But I kept it would hit 1.5, 1.6 from a 3,000 fill. And I would just keep upping it back up. So a huge shout out to DEFCON for sending me that tank because it's fucking amazing. So I would look through the little peephole and I'd see him coming and they didn't see me because of the way the light was. So it's just like perfect. Now most people would have like kicked open the door, or pushed open the door and started firing. And I thought that's too many actions. It's too much movement. So I took the whole gun and took the barrel and just bashed the door open. And just as the door swung open, I just started firing. First kid falls backwards. I'm pretty sure I shot him in the ass. Like, literally.
Oh, the first one that pushed. Yeah. The first one pushed. Yeah, you shot him in the ass.
Yeah, he fell backwards, spooked. Because it wasn't even me shooting him that spooked him and he fell over. It was that I smashed the door open. He fell backwards.
That's loud inside that train. If you're not really expecting that bang, it'll startle you.
It made a lot more noise than I thought it would. And then I slammed the door shut again and wedged it closed. So that they'd have to push it harder. And then Tom kept taunting the ones outside and singing to them and singing to them. And then I heard another creak. So I bashed open the door.
We
and
fucking lit that kid up because I whipped on him too.
No, like all I saw was half a mask, like the right side of his mask and like the barrel of his gun.
I think that's the dude that surrendered you.
I think
I'm pretty sure that was him. And he was. Oh, fuck. He was good, though. He was a great player. He's one of those rentals or one of those like occasional Sunday walk-ons that show up and just walked right up and stuck a barrel right through a window. And I mean, Brad's sitting there and I heard the squeak. I surrender and I turn around and Brad's got a barrel, but this far.
I was looking like normally if somebody surrenders me, I don't always take it. But when I can see the ball in the barrel, I surrendered. Like it was that close to me. And then I surrendered. And then Tom's up further ahead. And all I hear is, do you surrender him? Yep. Not today. And then Tom just starts trying to rip the guy apart.
I got him that game. It was the next game that he burst into the train and shot me in the stomach. And I'm standing there and I'm checking for paint. And he's still looking through the train. And I went, we got a problem here. And he goes, what's that? I said, that ball didn't break. And I went to shoot. And I just went to surrender him. Just give him a second. Like, and he just looked at me and went, cluck, and shot me just above the knee. And it bounced out the door like Viggo Mortensen in A History of Violence. Like when he breaks Buddy's neck and he like skips out the door. This is what he did. He shot me in the leg and skipped out the door. And I'm screaming and I'm laughing at him. I'm like, you rotten bastard. And I wanted to be so mad at him, but he was surrendering. Fuck, he had to have. He got you. He got Anthony. He got that other guy. He tried to get me, but he shot me. And then he walked up and grabbed my barrel. And I'm like, no, the paint broke. I'm good. And I said, next time I'm not surrendering you. And he goes, no, that's a good call. Next time, don't. And I said, don't worry. I'll shoot you in the back next time. I had the back of his head. I had everything. And I just didn't realize. It was like in the tournament when the referee is paint checking someone. And I'm looking around. I'm like, do I shoot him? Because I can see his ass and his back. And I'm like, what the fuck? He's standing in the open. Do I shoot him? And no one says anything. So shoot I get him. Off the field and I ask like three people. And they're like, oh, yeah, you shoot the fuck out of him next time. And I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just assumed that you fuckers would shoot me anyways. Just because, you know, fuck it. That's the game, right? But nope. Next time, just shoot him, Tommy. Oh, okay. I shoot next time.
So speaking of last Sunday, I decided that I needed to get back into my vlogging days because I do enjoy it. I enjoy vlogging once I get going with it. And I enjoy the editing. Tom has the first draft, which he chuckled at a few points of it. So apparently the comedy level in it is okay.
Fuck it. I think I'm funny anyways. It doesn't really, my opinion is a little bit skewered because I always think I'm funny.
We are absolutely getting a TV or a TV fucking t-shirt or a patch or something made that just says bump my gut.
That's happening.
That's not my fault. So
we both know that's a technical flaw.
So getting in the, back into the world of vlogging, getting back to vlogging. I'm struggling to finish the vlog because I wanted to mix in some action shots, and unfortunately,
wasn't a whole lot happening.
No. I went back through a lot of the footage, and there wasn't anything cool happening. Nobody really did anything super intense. So this is a PSA. This is a public service announcement from a content creator. Please, folks, if somebody sticks a camera in your face, just throw the game out the window and just do something fucking cool. Please.
Hey man, Kerfoot got some great pictures of me at the last speedball because every time I'd see the camera, I'd just fucking mug for it.
Right. Also, Kerfoot's got a great camera where he can stay out of the firefights and zoom in on shit and all that. It's great. It's fantastic. Unfortunately, I don't have that kind of cash to blow.
I watched him laying on the ground taking pictures, and I didn't want to look at him because I thought if I looked at him, I would be wheeling a paintball to hit that camera. And Kerfoot is built like me. And fuck me, if I upset that man, he would do terrible.
He'd be done.
Oh, yeah, man. He's a really, really nice guy, but those are the scary ones.
Yes, it's the ones that are super nice are the ones that will snap. Ryan Bell says, do something cool. Content creators love nudity. I'll blur that shit out. I don't care. Do it. Do it. If you decide that you want to try and strip down naked in the middle of the field, maybe you should make sure there's no children on the field so you don't end up on a list somewhere. Actually, even if there are grown adults, I think you'll still end up on a list somewhere. But whatever. I can blur that shit out. That's no big deal. No, I'm just saying, like, I've got this vlog and I'm trying to throw some action into it. And I was like, damn, I was like looking at some of this stuff and there's not that great. It's not that nobody played well. It's just that, like, goddamn, guys, like, I don't know.
It was a little slow.
Power slide more.
slide no, into rentals. Bunkers, they jump don't, they cars. Don't, they don't power slide.
No, no.
They signed a waiver. See, Sean gets it.
Yeah, they signed a waiver. Exactly. They signed a waiver, which means that they need to do something stupid on camera and then they can walk away. And then the field's fine. But do some, I don't know, jump over cars, just jump shit. Dude, come on, please, folks, as a content creator, please, I'm asking you, just do something cool, please. Yeah, that's all I got on that one. I don't really have anything else to add to that one. But yeah, the vlogs are coming back slowly but surely, probably one every or two a month, maybe, give or take, until the season ends, and then I'm not entirely sure what we're going to do. Should we vlog going to Judas Priest?
I mean,
why not?
Why not? It could be entertaining. It's another paintball. Holy fuck. Everybody, get on the link. It's time for another Maritime Paintball Podcast road trip. We're not playing paintball, but I'm going to get fucked up and go see Sabaton.
And Judas Priest.
Okay.
Sabaton's opening for Judas Priest.
Cool. So I can just leave after. I'm good.
No. We at least have to stay for Breaking the Law and Painkiller, and then we can leave and beat the traffic.
I am 100% down with because Judas Priest, I'd never seen them. That's on the list of bands I've never seen. So
yeah,
that list gets longer. It hasn't gotten longer in a couple of years, and it's my old lady, Mrs. B, starting to get pissed because she wants to go see a show.
Yeah. So just for everyone, like, yeah, basically due to scheduling error, I have a second ticket because my wife can't go. Road trip to Ontario? No, Halifax. We're going to Halifax, actually, to go see Sabaton and Judas Priest. I'm more excited for Sabaton.
Thank you, Cookie. I love you. I'm sorry that you can't be there, but I promise that I will bring him home in one piece with his...
$75 band t-shirt that I got at the show.
I was going to say with your honor intact, but if you're paying $75 for a fucking band shirt, you're getting fucked and I am not stopping it.
I've done it. I did it once. Once and only once. It was a Slayer t-shirt. I got a Slayer t-shirt and it doesn't even fit. I don't know where the fuck it went. I paid like $50 for it. And I'm so pissed because I'm pretty sure I saw the same one like 3 weeks later at an HMV.
Oh, we went to Me First in the Gimme Gimmes a couple of years ago and my buddy bought himself a shirt and he gets back to the front where we were and he goes, I got a shirt. And he looks down, he realizes it's a women's large and he tried to return it. They couldn't take it back because fuck it, they'd sold out of shirts. Yes, I want to see Rob Halford dressed in leather. He is the first homosexual of heavy metal. His words, not mine. Fucking right. I love it. This is basically going to be a heavy metal drag show and I am totally cool.
Oh, if he doesn't show up on stage with his motorcycle, I will be pissed.
Okay, hard stop. The name Cookie, it's a Simpsons joke because Brad's lovely ladies. So, the last name is Kwan and Cookie Kwan from The Simpsons. Stay off the west side. As soon as I saw her name was Kwan because I can't call anybody by their proper fucking name.
It's true. It's true. But yeah, it's Cookie Kwan from The Simpsons. Look up Cookie Kwan. She's
terrifying.
She's not even
lady.
That much of a stereotype. She's the angry Asian lady. I think Cookie Kwan on The Simpsons is supposed to be the, like, The Simpsons got the inspiration from, the name is escaping me, Kung Fu Hustle.
Oh, the Dragon Lady.
Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
I think she's supposed to be like the Dragon Lady, but professional.
Yeah, well, the Dragon Lady is always professional. They're fucking terrifying.
Right? So, see, it's a Simpsons reference, and I don't think Frances has caught on to it yet.
No, so. She will now once she hears the show, if she listens.
If she listens. So, yeah. So the vlogs are coming back. We're going to maybe, yeah, we'll vlog Sabaton, Judas Priest. Visit. I mean, it's going to be a lot of just in the truck. or the car. What do we take? We'll have to figure the logistics of which vehicle we're taking. We took yours last time. We could take mine this time.
Your stick or automatic?
Automatic.
Oh yeah. Well, fuck. Well, don't. Oh, it was a belch. I was like, don't whisper that in shame. I am a fussy bitch, and I like auto. Plus, it's probably easier on BS than Cliff. So.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, and we got to go all the way to Halifax, which I think is like an extra hour drive. So.
Yeah, I don't mind driving.
Cool. But yeah, we'll take mine. Anyways, the vlogs are coming. Hopefully we'll get a couple more in. There'll definitely be vlogging from the CMC, which we'll talk about in a minute. But fall street ball. So the street ball event is coming up. What is that? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. 9 a.m. So Tom's going to take some photos and videos, right, Tom?
Yes.
Sure. It's going to take a little bit, not a whole lot.
As part of our, they are a sexy, sexy sponsor of our podcast. So yeah, I'm going to take some video. I'm going to try to get some, kind of shoot the breeze with the boys. We're going to get some pictures. I'm going to put my life at risk because fuck it. And then I'm just going to send you all the footage, raw footage, and you can call me an amateur asshole.
That's fine. I'll fuck with it later.
God, I hope so.
So street ball is happening at Moncton Paintball, which did I screen cap that somewhere?
I sent it to your phone, to your Facebook messenger of the Chicago setup that they did.
Yes, the Chicago setup is fantastic, which unfortunately I didn't transfer that to the computer. But no, that's not what I was going to say, is that I came across another field doing a street ball event.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Yeah, I lost it though. I don't know where it is. There it is. Yeah. Saturday Street Ball Under the Lights, September 4th, 9 p.m. to midnight. Everyone is welcome to come watch or play, yada, yada, yada. It's at Paintball Action Games in Edmonton, Alberta. So I flipped that over to Josh because it was just like Street Ball Under the Lights. It was like they basically looked at Meg Hill and was like, or Moncton Paintball, and it's like, oh, what they do on Friday Night Lights looks great. Also, that Street Ball looks legit. Fuck, we could do both of those at the same time.
That is... I'm picturing nighttime speedball outside.
It's exactly what it is. It looks like it looks like a football field lit up at night. Like, you know how like the field's really bright and there's just pitch black all the way around it.
It is the perfect temperature to play. Yeah, that sounds cool.
It looks phenomenal. It looks phenomenal. So the fall street ball is happening. So watch for updates on that. And it's going to be great. I'm sure Kevin Curry will be doing. An update of some kind, as he always does. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah. He's so vascular.
Yes, he is. So it'll be exciting. Meg Moncton Paintball is doing a great job. I'm sure the paint's going to be phenomenal too. It's probably going to be 3-star again. And if you're running an ETHA 2, buddy, you're just going to fucking rip paint. Just watch.
Oh, I did last time, and my God.
Yeah, but think last time we split a case. This time you got your own.
I'm still not going to go through that much. He said
famous last words. So
you said that to me about the mini last weekend too, when I ripped. Holy fuck! I ripped through paint in that thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you did.
That kid that I
and it's, I love teeth, the mini because felt... it's so fucking loud too. Because I'd be out on the field and be like, "Fuck, where's Tom? Blat blat, Moak, there he is." Like,
blat.
Super. I'm sad. I'm missing it. Unfortunately, work. So, and I can't go up this weekend because I'm going fishing.
Yeah. See,
I'm gonna come back.
I would have told you to cut. I'd have told you to skip work to come play paintball, but I can't tell you to skip a fishing trip. Like, nah. I
don't even fish. Fishing trip with my stepdad and my uncle. It's going to be a good time.
We've already got some. It hurts.
We got salt cod fish cakes, Towtons. If you don't know what a Towton is, it's basically fried bread that you dip in molasses.
Is that a So that's a sandwich story for next week.
Yes. And salmon. We got smoked salmon as well. And I'm probably, I don't know what, I might go down to the market first thing tomorrow morning before work, and I might go pick up some real nice, like, dry-cured bacon for breakfast. So
real fancy boy bacon.
Yeah, buddy. But quarter-inch thick. Fuck yeah. So now CMC update. The update that is, what the update is that it's still happening. The metals, I'm starting to panic because I don't know what design to use on the metals, and I'm running out of time, so I might have to just fucking, I don't know.
I think my idea was good. I think that is a go with the Mario Kart system.
Yeah, the 1, 2, and 3.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's the and make them progressively smaller, or use those three different designs. Like I had an idea for designs. I think will work real well. I'm sure we could.
Yeah, we'll figure something out, and then we'll get that over to the metal people, and then they can they get the metals ordered up. It usually doesn't take very long, so we'll get that done. So that's September 25th. 25th? Yes, September 25th at Moncton Paintball. Very excited for it. It's going to be a great time. You know, it's the CMC. It's Canadian Make Fit Competition, so what more can you ask for? But that's the update on that one. I think the only thing left to talk about is your question of what's better, a Smart Parts Shocker or a Planet Eclipse ETHA 2.
And so far, it seems the consensus has been the ETHA 2.
Now, careful with that, because...
That's the consensus.
Yes. So the consensus is the ETHA 2. Now, I'm always very hesitant, not hesitant, but cautious. Cautiously... I don't know what the word is, but basically, there's a lot of people out there right now in today's world that are just like, fuck yeah, Planet Eclipse. For it doesn't matter what. Planet Eclipse, Planet Eclipse, Planet Eclipse. The guns never go down. The Planet Eclipse is amazing. Just buy the Planet Eclipse. It's going to work. It always works. Yada, yada, yada. It's going to be SP. I'm guessing it's probably an SP shocker and not an OG shocker. It's going to be an SP shocker.
It's blue. It's real pretty.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a
baby
shocker.
Bear might know what it is. I'll have to ask him.
So, Ryan Bell says, right, I hear some weird stuff about Planet Eclipse. I looking online, there's a ton of people who just like, if you ask, like, especially in the MagFed world, what's the best MagFed marker out there? EMF 100 from Planet Eclipse. Cool. Why? Tell me why. Give me a legitimate reason why. Well, it's Planet Eclipse. That's not an answer. Give me a legitimate reason. What the fuck is about their manufacturing and their process that makes their gun so damn good? So, yeah.
And I'm not disparaging the people who use them by any means. I'm just curious because...
No, just I want legit reasons. I'm just asking if anybody's going to give an opinion, just give us a proper legitimate reason. I'm a big fan. Like, I like the ETHA 2. I'm a fan of the ETHA 2. I like that it's simple and it's rugged. You could basically fall on it and it's going to be fine. You know,
it shot like beautifully to the point where I'm like, well, I mean, Smart Parts make some cool shit, but again,
I think I said I have SP written down. I said Smart Parts, but Smart Parts hasn't been around for a very long time. It's not Smart Parts. I have to double check who makes that. I think it's SP Shocker. I think it's just Shocker. Shocker Paintball.
Aha.
Yeah, SP doesn't... SP Smart Parts is an old brand. And I just... As soon as I see SP, I just immediately say Smart Parts, and it's not right. So, yeah. I don't know. I like the ETHA 2 just because it's very simple. It's a nice build. Also, this is very I can't believe I'm this one of these people. But I really don't like the front grip of the shocker. It's too thin. Like it's like a long thin thing going on there. I'm not a big fan of it. And the I don't know. It's just like the way it fits in your hand. I've held them and I'm not a huge fan of them. I liked the ETHA 2 a lot more. So why am I getting messages?
It's just something I sent you there.
Oh, okay. Do I have to look at it now?
No. It's a conversation piece for later.
Oh, okay, cool.
I swear it's not my penis.
Iris says, I shoot an amp and love it. The community purchased it for me. I wouldn't give it up for anything. Ryan Bell, to be honest, all the marker versus marker competition makes me sick. Just get the fuck out there and trade paint already. Yes and no. There are legitimate times when like marker versus marker should come up. Like, for example, T15 versus Milsig M17.
I mean, if you want
one of those companies went under. So, you know, like there's legitimate things to talk about there. Like, what should I get? Should I get the M17 or the T15? Yes, it can be broken down to several things of like, what do you like more, this or this? However, and Tom, I think you could attest to this. The only time my T15 has gone down was because I didn't put new detents in it. That fucking thing shot all day, every day yesterday or on Sunday, and it did fucking amazingly. I know people with milsigs that their milsig goes down every game. So my personal opinion is T15 over milsig, but that doesn't mean it's right or wrong. Just saying that there is a time and a place for it.
Ooh, Baby Bear made a good point. The shocker that I'm talking about, Liz's, it's small. It's a small gun, and Baby Bear is he's a rugged lad. He's built like me, so again, that's another notch in that in the ETHA 2's belt, because I like bulky. I don't need tiny and small. I'm afraid it'll hurt it.
Matthew Chion makes a good point. Having played, he says first manufacturer that you could buy a marker and it was fully functional out of the box. It's true. Also, the Gamma Core is pretty legit. I don't know how they're going to improve the Gamma Core. Ryan Bell says they both were bought out. First Strike was not bought out. Tiberius was not bought out. They were already owned by a larger company. Or was First Strike bought out? No, Tiberius made the First Strike and then they rebranded to First Strike. And then, so that's how that worked. Anyways, that's a different conversation that I could go. I mean, we can go down that rabbit hole if you want, but,
not
the shocker, Liz has, I agree with Brad, it feels way too small. Yeah, it's just, I mean, but that's probably why it works so well for Liz.
Right, because she's literally half my size.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, so, my mini, people complain.
Fuck that.
My wife
that
doesn't complain about my mini, but. next week, we can't slug this out over next week, Ryan, because we've got.
Fantastic guests.
Yeah, we've got the guys from the under 19 team coming out, but I don't know where I was going with that thought, but yeah, we got the boys from the under 19 coming on next week and we're going to chat with those guys, so it's going to be good time. It's going to be a great time, can't wait. Also, Jesus, I've been meaning to get Rapa Newfoundland on the show as well. They've got an amazing field out in Newfoundland. Trying to get them on. I got to organize that. That's, again, this new job is me all sorts of fucked up. So we'll get that happening for probably 2 weeks from now. Get the folks on. They did not get third. They came in fourth. They were beat by Poland? Poland, yes. France took first. Germany took second. Belgium. Yeah. Germany got knocked out.
And you bet the Belgians felt bad about beating the Canadians, too.
The Belgians were
cheering us on. The Germans wouldn't have. Oh, yeah. Well, of course they were. The Belgians love us.
Yeah. Yeah. They cheered on the Canadians from the stands, so which is really. Or from the pits, which is awesome.
100%, Ryan. We're wickedly proud of them. They're hard working group of lads. And again, they're so nice and they're such. I feel humble is an overused term, but they are. They're not arrogant little shits, and I love them for that.
Stereotypical tiny Canadians.
Yeah, they were probably. I'd say they were the drunkest ones there, but they're under 19. I mean, that wouldn't stop Canadians, but they didn't do that because they're good
drinking
boys.
Age in France is like 18, possibly younger with adult consent.
Oh, fuck yes, you're in France.
Yeah,
well, that's all the wine. It's all the wine you can drink. Fuck off. They drink that like water anyways.
Yeah, well, yeah. there it is. That's what I was looking for. Sorry, I'm looking at something on my phone because I'm going to talk to Tom after the show about this. But yeah. So, I think that's all the things we were going to talk about. We're at the 55-minute mark. So if there's anything you guys want to talk about in the comments, folks, drop it there. We can talk about it for a few minutes and get some opinions out there. Maybe it's a question we never thought of, or maybe it's something we could turn into a whole show. Speaking of which, I need to know who you guys want on the show. I'm thinking we've done 300 episodes. It might be time to go back, revisit some old episodes, and bring back some guests we've already had on. I'm thinking maybe Wolf, Alabaster Slim, maybe we can get Aztec, maybe we try finally to get Greg Hastings on the goddamn show.
I'd love to talk to Wolf after we've done our little side project, because
I
want to know. I'd love to know what he thinks.
He's going to think it's hilarious. He's great guy. He's great guy. Yeah, he's going to think it's funny.
He would be a cool conversation, because you've heard me shit talk this stuff that I've seen, and I'm like, no, there's no fucking way.
Right.
And then when you tell me about him, I'm like, okay, he's quite self-aware. I like that kind of person.
Very self-aware.
I
know what I am. He's a great guy. Brian Fauché. So Nightmare. That's who Brian Bell wants to see. We could probably get Nightmare on. The timing is a little strange, because right now it would be about 5:30 his time. So it'd be right in the middle of dinner, and he's got two kids. So we'll see if we can get him on. I'm sure
if we give him enough notice, he might be able to do something.
If we give him enough notice, he can be like the house, or he could be like the husband of the year for a week, and then his wife won't be mad at him that he ignores the kids for an hour.
That's what it takes for me to do what I do.
I spend
6 days a week busting my ass to be the best dad I can. I need one day to get all that aggression out. Because God damn it, toddlers are frustrating.
You're not supposed to beat them anymore.
You can't shoot at them with paintball guns. You can't beat them.
Gino, I could definitely get Gino on the show. Gino's the owner of Vulcan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I can absolutely get Gino on the phone.
Be a neat conversation.
Great dude. He is. Gino is the kind of guy that we could bring on, and he would be super hardcore. This is how you make money. This is business. This isn't emotion. This isn't grow the sport. This is grow a fucking business into an international brand.
I think we need to talk to him, even just talk to him. I'd like to sit under that learning tree for a little while.
Sorry, Ryan, I don't know who Bella is, unless maybe give me a full name and I probably know who it is, but
Vulcan is pretty damn good. I've got some Vulcan gear. I've shot their paint.
They make great paint. The gear side of it is a little bit like, I don't know.
It's branding. Well, their name's on something.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's just like, it's funny when people think like, you know, when somebody says, I should get a new pair of paintball, or like a new pod pack. I need a new pod pack. They're looking at Bunker Kings. They're looking at HK Army. They're looking at Die. They're looking at Empire. Nobody ever says, I should get a new Vulcan pod pack. But when somebody says, what kind of paint do you want to shoot? It's either GI or Vulcan. You know what I mean? Like, that's when the two brands pop up. We could probably get Isabella on. I think Gino would be, not that Bella wouldn't be, sorry, Isabella is Gino's daughter. I don't think that Bella would be an uninteresting individual, but I feel like having the head of Vulcan is kind of a little bit more interesting. We could definitely do that. Let me reach out to some of these folks and we'll get something going. I think it'll be a good time.
Oh, and you're right. I got spoiled once by really good paint, and then I went back and I had to shoot something that wasn't as good. And I just looked at you and went, this is fucking terrible.
If I can get Dave Pitts on the show, I've had Dave Pitts on the show a couple of times. I don't know what we bring him on to talk about. Dave Pitts is the owner of Commando.
Well, there you go. Oh, well, the state of the sport.
I'm not sure if I want to set Dave Pitts loose on my show when I say, how's the state of the sport during COVID?
And I'm glad
to lose his shit. Now, he's not like an anti-vaxxer or like a nutcase. It's just, he's a very loud, passionate man. I'm not sure if we can handle him. Tom Palmer. I've had Tom on the show before. We could try and organize something. So folks, we'll see if we can get something going. Barker is in the UK. Barker is very difficult to get on the show. He's in the UK. It's very difficult to get him on. But I think that's it. Okay, I've got some names. We're going to work with this. But that's it, folks. I think we're done. I think we're out of here.
That is all.
Yeah. So thank you so much for hanging out with us and chit-chatting and commenting and liking and sharing. I really appreciate it. And next week we'll have the boys from the under 19. team to talk about their experience playing over in Chantilly, France. So Chantilly is not a wine, it's a cheese.
Is it?
I think Chantilly is a cheese. Let me double check here. Sorry. I asked Tom beforehand. I was like, is Chantilly where wine comes from? And we both were like, yeah, that's cheese. It's cream.
It's a song by the Big Bopper, Chantilly Lace. Yeah, Chantilly cream, whipped cream. The more you fucking know.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, okay. So
okay, I can't look at this, or I'm just going to go right down a rabbit hole reading about the castle and Chantilly, so that's bad.
That's it, we're out of here.
I'm going to fall.
Thank you so much, folks, for hanging out with us. We're out of here. And keep an eye out for some photos and stuff and some vlogs that are going to be coming out. And hopefully we can keep this ball rolling and figure something out over the winter. Might play at Hillsborough a couple of times in the winter. Who knows?
I think. Oh man, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I wanted to get out there this year, so let's try and do that for sure. Yeah.
Cool. All right, folks, it's been a blast. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Until next week. Cheers.
Don't take Skittles from strangers.
Love it.
Or do. I'm not your fucking adult.
I love it. All right.